Valentine's Day, April 21st. Another busy day for a Wednesday. Most of the morning spent working on the desegregation business with Mitchell and Richardson. Ehrlichman, Schultz, and Morgan all also sat in. Then a session with the head of the ping pong team that toured China. President was very pleased with him, a good down-the-road middle American type who's a low-level executive at Chrysler Corporation. He apparently did a good job in the meeting with the president and an even better job in his meeting with the press afterwards. He also greeted the 4-H Club group who were here and was extremely impressed with them and invited them out to look at the Rose Garden and remarked several times as the day went on what a fine group they are. At 4 o'clock, Mitchell and I had a two-hour meeting with him on politics. John did a good job of stalling on any commitments by giving him a general rundown on how he's starting to put the political organization together, but strongly making the point that he's still just putting the players together and that he doesn't want to get locked into anything until he's got the whole deal felt out. The president wants us to start pulling the key states, particularly to measure the effect of how we stand with Wallace in or out in those states. He covered a lot of specific items on individual people and individual states where action needs to be taken. Most of them things that came up at random as Mitchell went along. And the latter part of the meeting, he got into his ideas on personnel changes. And came up with some pretty good thoughts. Mitchell's in general agreement with the plan. As we were adjourning, Mitchell used the opportunity to zing in on the Ehrlichman order telling him to stop his ITT antitrust action. Got the president to wave off on that and also to lift his ban on the TV antitrust suit, which Mitchell wants to go ahead with. End of April 21st.